لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون Glory is to him who has created all the pairs of that which the earth produces, as well as of their own human kinds, male and female, and of that which they with which they do not know. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Yesterday we have mentioned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the pairs of everything, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out from the earth the so many kinds of fruits, vegetables, crops, and different kind of items for the human being to eat and benefit from it. That is the great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the main topic was continuing, that the kuffar of Makkah used to debate with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that how we will be resurrected after the death, how we can become alive after the death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat and gave the answer to them. Don't you think that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a dead earth, you know, after sending rain, that same dead, that land, that earth was dead, now it became life again. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring a human being also alive after that. And we knew yesterday how much benefit we are getting from the crops and the fruits of the earth. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving another example to think and ponder over it. وَآيَةُ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ نَسْلُخُ مِنُ النَّهَارِ نَسْلَخُ مِنُ النَّهَارِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ And a sign for them is the night. A sign for them is the night, and we withdraw therefrom the day. And behold, they are in darkness. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ And the sun runs on its fixed courses for a learned appointed time in the terms that is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, All Knowing. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ In the moon, we have measured for it mansions to traverse till it returns like the old dried curved dead stalk. لَا الشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَاللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ It is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor does the night outstripe the day. They all float, each in its orbit. Now, this is another sign Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned of his qudrat and power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the moon, the night and the day, the moon and the sun. Very great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that sun, according to scientific report, the sun is the heart of the solar system. There's a galaxy, there's the Milky Way, galaxy, and there are so many the stars are floating into the sky below the sky. So sun is the heart of the solar system. All the bodies revolve around it, including moon and earth and Jupiter and Mars and all this kind of so many. Some of them, astronomers have discovered it and they gave the names of it. There are millions of galaxies which is unknown to human being. We don't even know how big they are, and how mighty they are and how far they are from us, from the earth. Only with regard to the sun, it says its diameter is about 864,000 miles. You could line up 109 Earths across the face of the sun. To cross the sun from one side to other side, we need our Earth, the size of Earth, about 109. You line up all these 109 size of the Earth, then only you will be able to cross from this side to that. That's how big, meaning 109 times sun is bigger than Earth. And there are some stars which are 100 times bigger than sun. Sun is bigger than Earth about 109 times, but there are so many other stars which are 100%, 100 times even bigger than the sun. The sun gives 500 million hydrogen bomb energy in every second. In every second, sun giving the Earth 500 million hydrogen bomb energy. You know, hydrogen bomb, when the American throw into the Japan, what happened? Nagasaki, Hiroshima. Up till now, that energy or radiance of that, that bomb is still affecting the human body at Japan. So just imagine in 1 second, 500 million hydrogen bomb energy is coming through from the sun to the Earth. Earth is spinning about 1,000 miles per hour and moving 65,000 miles per hour, and it turns 23.5 and 23 point tilting, which brings four seasons, you know, like summer, winter, rainy season, and springs and autumns, and all the season is changing because of the tilting of the Earth. And it causes the buntu. Now, how far is Earth from the sun? It is said about almost 93 million miles, which is the solar miles, away this Earth is from the sun. And imagine from that far, when the heat of the sun, the rays of the sun come to the Earth, it's giving this much of energy, which I said, about 500 million hydrogen bomb. You can imagine how mighty this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And this sun and moon has its own benefits. Moon is completing its one circle, one round in 1 month. That's why there are some stations of the moons. And there are stations of the sun. The stations of the moon is about 29 to 28, because in 1 month, 1 day, the moon disappears. So they say it's about 28 stages or stations moon goes from one to the other to complete one round. And likewise, it's changing the size. The full moon is full moon. And then towards the end, it becomes like one dry band, like a bow of the size of the bow. That's why we call it crescent. Very tiny, very little, which is not visible with our naked eyes. So he's changing the shapes, he's changing the stations. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked question about the moon. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat in the Holy Quran, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ, that they are asking question about the moon, the different stages of the moon. Tell them this is the mawaqit, this is stages and stations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for your benefit. And because of the moon's different shapes and the size, we calculate the days. The days of the month is depend on lunar system. Our ibadat depend on the lunar system. Our hajj Ayyamul Hajj, the season of Hajj, likewise the Siyam, this month of Ramadan, when it's going to start, when it's going to end, is depend on moon sighting. The Hajj starts from the moon sighting. The Zakat, the completion of the Hawlani Hawl, 1 year, 12 months is completing, not based on the solar system, like January to December, we not calculate Zakat depend on January to December. Rather, we calculate our Zakat depending on the lunar calendar, which starts from the Muharram and ends in Dhul-Hijjah. So our most of the Ibadat has been based Iddat. The person, if you know, like wife's husband passes away and she has to complete four months Iddah. How you going to count it? It's going to count on the lunar system. Or a woman got divorced from her husband. Now she has to complete her 3 months. So how is she going to complete it? How is she going to count where to start and where to end? This is based on lunar system. So there are so many things are based on the lunar system. Likewise, our day salat is depend on the solar system. Like sunrise, we pray Fajr before sunrise, and we pray Zohar when the sun is on the horizon, past Zawal time. Then before the sunset, we pray our Asr. Immediately after sunset, we pray our Maghrib. So Salat time is schedule is on solar system. So both moon and sun have their own benefits and their own work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created sun for the different reason and the moon for the different reason. That's why in one of the ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٌ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. Praising the night and showing the benefit of the night. When the night is covering and enveloping everything and darkness is coming through. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. When the sun is rising and everything is it becomes brightened, enlightened, it is the benefit of the sun. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa khalaqnakum azwaja, is in the previous ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Allah has created everything in pair. Here also Allah ta'ala said, wa khalaqnakum azwaja, we have created you in the pairs. Wa ja'alna nawmakum subata, and we have created sleeping, we have created sleeping for your benefit, you can take a rest. وَجَعَلَّ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, and we have created the night for you as a garment. Mean covering your body, covering yourself, and you can take a rest in the darkness of the night. وَجَعَلَّ النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and we made the day, daylight, for you to work. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that during the day, in sunlight, we should work, and at night we should rest. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Huwa alladhi ja'ala ash-shamsa diya'an wal qamara nura. That Allah is the one, through His Qudrat and power, He has granted the sun a brighter light. Diya, though, is the original light, and it is very bright light. And wal qamara nuran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the qamar, the moon, the nur, little light, which is cool light. So during the day, like Ulama explained, the dhiya means the original light and very bright light. So the sun has its own light, but the moon get the lights from the sun. Moon only can be brightened through the light of the sun. So moon is depending for its brightness on sun. So it's getting the nur and light from the sun, and that's how it's illuminating itself. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made different benefits from the sun and from the moon. During the day, if we would have moonlight, then it is so dim, we would not be able to, you know, work properly. We would not be able to see everything correctly because the light is so dim. So, and if sun is not setting whole night, we will not be able to sleep in sunlight. It is very hard and difficult to sleep in a bright light. So that's why in the prison, they give the punishment in different style. So some of the time they give the prisoner, who is a criminal, in the prison, they gave him very bright light, the whole room, very bright light. So because of that bright light, that person cannot sleep whole night. And that's how they give him punishment. So there are different type of the things. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the benefit of the sun and the benefit of the moon. And benefit of the sun is because of the sunlights, the crops is growing and there are so many things happening on the surface of the earth. As it is said, because of the moonlights, the fruits is getting its taste and color. If there is no moonlight, we wouldn't have the different type of the shades of the fruits and the taste of the fruits and colors of the fruits is because of the moonlight. And the taste which have in the fruits, it is because of the moonlight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this both sun and moon for our own benefit. So sun is completing its circle around in 1 year. That's why sun has 365 stations, as moon have 28 to 29 stations to complete its one circle and round. Likewise, sun is completing its own orbit once in a year. It takes 1 year to complete, 12 months to complete the whole round. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the riwayat, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned that he was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid al-Nabawi. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned kullu yajri mustaqirri laha. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, do you know what is the mustaqir means? So Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala said, no, ya Rasulullah, you can explain me please. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mustaqar means that station where sun goes and set down, ghurub. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that by running all whole day towards the end of the day, sun goes to the earth, under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next morning, he asked permission to come up again. So next morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him permission, and that's how sun is rising in the next day. So that is the riwayat of Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala an. Now it is said on the Yawmul Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide to bring the Qiyamah and destroy and perish the whole world, in the routine way, sun will go under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of sunset. And when it makes sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the next morning when it will ask permission to rise again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not grant the permission. He say, no more permission for you. You go back from where you came. So obviously he came from the west side. So he's rising from the east and completing circle and going to the west. And that's how his sun setting in the west. So he had already came from the west and he makes sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. And then he asking permission next day to rise again from the east. Allah ta'ala said, no more permission for you. You go back to from where you came. So that's why sun will rise from the west. And that will be the last great sign of the Qiyamah, that when the sun will rise from the west, instead of rising from the east, that's the day the Qiyamah will appear, the day of judgment will start. And everything, the moon and stars and galaxies and the skies will be perished and finished. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوْوِرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدْرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. In that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described how the Qiyamah, the day of judgment, is going to take place. So that will be the last sign the sun will rise from the west. And when sun will rise from the west, then the tawbah and repentance and iman will not be accepted. If, but by sign, looking at to the sun rising from the west, if someone wants to bring iman, Allah will not accept. That is the last point, because now the asar of the qiyamah, the signs of the qiyamah is visible. And if you see, you have to bring iman bil ghaib, iman in unseen things. When you start seeing the unnatural things, then there is no iman. There is no iman. So if that particular day, if someone wants to recite kalma la ilaha illallah, Allah will reject. No more time. You have given enough time. Now this is the last day of this dunya, of this world. Now the Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to take place. That's why in one of the hadiths, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala an, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِلَيْلٍ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِئُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيُتِيبُ مُسِئُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That every single day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wide opening his hands or his arms of mercy during the day, in the morning, for example. So those people who has committed sin during the night, they can repent, they can make sincere tawbah, they make istighfar, and they can come back to the right path. They have chance whole day till evening. Then again in the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wide opening his arm, arm of the mercy, hands of the mercy, wide open. So those people who committed sin during the day, they can come and they can repent and they can make istighfar, sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can forgive their sins. And this will continue every single day, every single night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening his arm of mercy and giving the chance to repent and make istighfar until hatta tatlu'a shams min maghribiha, until the sun will rise from the west. When the sun will rise from the west, then there is no chance. Allah will not accept anything. And this is a very great sign of the Allah's qudrat and power, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this. And what a beautiful word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used here. Wa ayatul lahumul layl. This is a great sign for them, the night. Nasluhu minhu an-nahar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away from the night a daylight. Fa'idha hum muslimun. And they are in darkness. It almost explained like, if something you covering, like, so whatever is inside is covered because of that cover. Because of that envelope. Likewise, for animal, it has a skin. So when you slaughter the animal on the Qurbani or a regular day, so lamb or goat or cow, what they do after slaughtering, they skin the skin of the animal. So that's how, when they skin it out, whatever is inside the stomach and flesh and blood, everything comes out, is visible now. Before, it was not visible. We couldn't see the blood and flesh when the animal has been covered, right? It has a skin. So the original thing was the darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created darkness first. And in the whole world, it was just the darkness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created sun. So because sun rise, so it make illuminated the whole globe, the whole universe has been illuminated by the light and beams of and rays of the sun. So when you take off the cover, then whatever is original is going to come out. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, the original was the darkness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nasluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking out the cover from it. So you can see the darkness now. When the sun is setting down, then the darkness is coming out automatically because it was original. It was covered by the light of the sun. When the light of the sun has been moved, then you can see the original and it was darkness. Likewise, it is said the original of this world was the full of water. the original of this world, this globe, this planet of earth is full of water. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create it, to create the earth, there was one small little bubble came up exactly at the same point where the Ka'batullah has been built. And that is the original center point of the globe. This is the center point of the universe. The whole world, the center point is Ka'batullah. And from there, from that bubble, the earth started spreading on top of water. So what we see this earth underneath is the water. And that is the original. And earth has been covered, and the water has been covered by the earth. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread in four corners of the globe. Original point, center point is Ka'batullah, where the Ka'batullah has been built later on. So likewise, the water was original, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered on top of water the earth, spread the water. That's why in one of the signs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَفْلَا يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. They don't see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread out the earth. And then earth was moving because of underneath was water. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the mountains as a plank on it, pegs on it, so that earth stopped moving. Like if you were building some tent or a canopy, then you put it, you know, pegs onto the ground, so it cannot move, it cannot shake. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created earth and put the mountains on it, so it cannot move and it cannot shift from here and there. So there are so many benefits, there are so many, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas warned him with this ayat that Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعْلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِدِيَا أَفْلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. That tell them, the kuffar and mushrikeen, those who are arguing with you, tell them, إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا, if my Lord will spread out the night upon you people, سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, all the way till يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah will stop sun rising. Allah is controlling sun and moon, right? So Allah doesn't allow sun to rise and spread the night all the way till Yawmul Qiyamah, years and years and centuries. Man ilahun ghairullah, who else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their God? They are worshipping gods and goddesses other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is any of their God have that power, have that kudrat to bring the daylight? Ya'tikum bidya, they can bring the daylight for you people if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread the night all the way till Yawmul Qiyamah. And there are some places in the world like North Pole and South Pole where they have night for 6 months and sun is just rising for 6 months and not setting down. So they have all 6 months sun is rising. And daylight, even the night, sun is visible. And 6 months, they don't see sun beam, sun ray at all. Only dark and dark. So that's how they are living. There are some places are there in the world. This is the kudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala said in another ayat, قُلْ أَرَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارِ. Tell them, what you think if my Lord, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will bring upon you a nahar, a daylight, sarmadan ila yawmul qiyamah, all the way till yawmul qiyamah. You know, moon will not come, darkness will not come, it will be only sunshine and sunlight all the time. Man ilahun ghayrullah ya'tikum bilayl taskununa fi. So who is other Lord, Allah, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has power and kudrat to bring the daylight for you, night for you, so taskunu fi, so you can take a rest at the night. Afala tufsirun, you people are not seeing this evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq to understand and practice upon it. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.